The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. 5.5 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. And the news is brought to you by the Back Home Group, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open 7 days a week. Great service. An enhanced walk-in humidor. Don't miss it. Tobacco and Brew. Okay. Good morning, Bap.
Good morning. It's hitting that time of year. Of course, we had clouds for several days, and coming down Placer, it was like, poof, the sun right in the face.
And going there at night, same thing.
Yeah.
You can't
yeah.
see going up the hill. You just can't see going up the hill.
And beautiful.
And it's like that for like 5 minutes, but in that 5 minutes, it's a lot of fun, excitement, and screaming.
Yeah, a lot
from
of
all
screeching
those other drivers. Yeah, but all those other drivers when I go by them.
Otherwise, a gorgeous day. Still some lingering clouds in the foothills, so we get to dry out from the last several days.
Yeah. How wonderful.
Good morning there. Welcome
can I
home.
I need a little bit more volume if I can get that. Maybe on my microphone or... Thanks, guys. Good morning.
Was that okay?
Yeah, it was interesting. I drove to Sacramento on Saturday and... Of course, picked my mom up, and we, did some retail therapy, and then Sunday.
Well, you guys do a lot of that.
Well, no, not like we used to. I mean, we used to definitely have plaques in our names in different stores, but. But
you know you're in trouble when you walk into Nordstrom's and they flock to her mother.
Well,
they flock to her mother and Linda going, oh, so glad to see you again. Where have you been? It's been almost 4 days.
That's true. That's true. A long-lost friend that used to be in the makeup department. Anyway, Sunday we went to, Sacramento has Music Circus and then the Broadway series, which is down at their Civic. And the Broadway show we saw was Finding Neverland. And who played Hook? It was a wonderful musical. Very, very much followed the movie Finding Neverland, which starred Johnny Depp. But this story is about the man who was a playwright in London in the early 1900s. And it just seemed like he kept writing the same kind of play. And it was like a series of actors. And the guy who was the head of the acting company that paid for the acting company was John Davidson. So he played in this guy's imagination. He meets this woman who inspires him to write Peter Pan. And back in those days, when the play came out, people were like, what? You had actors playing dogs and mermaids and all kinds of weird things, which is not what you do in the theater. So it was wonderful. And John Davidson was great. And so were the leads. And I just thoroughly enjoyed it. It's just so nice. Anyway, drove back yesterday with, of course, a truck full of stuff for the office. And the weather. The weather, we talk about stormy weather. I must have hit, on the way back, 6 major pockets of downpour. And then on top of it, I had crappy windshield wipers. And I got mad at Carl on the way because he didn't change the windshield wipers. Rule number one, change your windshield wipers every year.
It's Carl's truck. Carl, when it rains, the windshield wipers come on and they work. They've worked here, but they weren't to the perfection.
So does a car with a hole in the bottom of it. It works. it's just
the perfection wasn't there. So she spends 2 hours thinking about getting mad at me. and every mile just got madder. Every time the windshield wiper went across the windshield, it ramped her up a little more.
Anyway, so then last night, of course, Bob.
So she levitated in when she.
Oh, the hailstorm was epic.
The hail was epic. We took pictures and videos.
I have videos of it.
And then after that, I don't know if you saw it, but out of our beautiful dining room windows, a gorgeous storybook rainbow. And the sky was interesting because did you see, like, it was like a pink sky? It was a pink sky. It was weird. That was almost like a very weird sensation to see the hue coming through the windows. That was pink, and then this rainbow. So, anyway,
did you know where the end of that rainbow was? Did you know where it was coming down at?
Your windshield wipers?
No, not my windshield wipers. On this station.
I could tell. Going to the weather today, mostly sunny with a high near 64, calm wind.
Let's get serious about that, guys.
Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of 45. Wednesday, 20% chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 63. Hey, I'll tell you what, we're going to go to that Red Bluff Roundup luncheon today. You know, and I'm almost glad it's not at the Downey Ranch, because can you imagine sloshing around in the grass right now? So it's going to be for the Red Bluff Roundup at the fairgrounds there. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 73. Thursday night, lows of 48. Now we have mostly sunny skies. Look at this big jump on Friday, 81.
It's going to be beautiful
Friday
this
night,
weekend.
52. Saturday, sunny skies with a high near 83. Partly cloudy.
Rains on the Red Bluff Roundup.
And Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 83. And by the way, we've got tickets to give away for the Red Bluff Roundup here within this morning. Monday, mostly sunny with a high near 82. That's so great. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts.
You know what? We're
365-3793.
That's right. And we're going to give away money today, too. I have Black Bear Diner Bucks. I have Bear Bucks. Now.
Bear Bucks.
I don't know when I'm going to give these away, but I'm going to give them away in $5 increments. Maybe, see, $5. Okay, I'm going to give them away in $10 increments, and I'll tell you why. Because that's way, if two of you go to breakfast, each get $5 off. And so we'll do that today, too. We'll do that at least once today. I have a number of Bear Bucks here, because Black Bear Diner sends me Bear Bucks.
Yes,
and now
right.
We give them away.
Yeah. Well, we do. First of all, we love the Deans.
Yeah.
Second of all, you know, I love the fact that when I was driving around with Mom, I said, oh, look, you know, we were on Sunrise or something. There's a Black Bear Diner. We love Black Bear Diner. That was not solicitous. She just volunteered her feeling that she likes Black Bear. And boy, do they give hearty proportions.
Who said this?
My mom.
Oh, no. They give a lot of food. You know what? Bob says he and Brenda go down and just order one breakfast. And then they share it.
That's great.
That has been known to happen.
Well, I mean, they give a lot of food there. Plus the fact it's local. And, you know, the other thing, too, Black Bear Diner's done. This is not a commercial Black Bear Diner, just to let you know. They, you know, they're from here. So what did they do? You know, as you know, they've merged with this really big company that's helped them expand. You know, but, you know, the Deans, you know, the Deans, control, you know, have owned it, run it and all this. And so what he did was their headquarters is right here in town. So they move people from the East Coast. You want to work for Black Bear Diner? You live out here in Redding. And they have done that. They have brought in people from different places and who now are in, you know, the main headquarters at Black Bear Diner right here on Kahima Street.
It was locally grown.
Yeah, locally owned. Locally grown. Okay. A lot of things we want to talk about today, but I'll tell you what. Let's take a quick break and come back because I want to talk about the Boston Marathon. And we had a breakthrough in running as far as the United States is concerned yesterday at the Boston Marathon. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Now, Alliance Heating and Air, get this. Where were they when you're having, you know, you're having hail coming down and so it's cold, so you have Alliance Heating and Air working on your heater? And then this week it's going to be up in the 80s. So then at the same time they're working on your heater, they turn around and they work on your air conditioning system. And they're the ones that can do it. Any make or model, heating or cooling systems to Alliance Heating and Air. And before the summer really kicks in, this may be a good time for have them come in and make sure that air conditioner is working, those air ducts are clean, those filters are clean. Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call, 221-2642. Check out their website, homecomfort.org. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott.
Posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
You obviously really love washing your car. Your wheels always look like you just got your car detailed.
Oh, I hate washing my car. That's why I'm in the Car Wash Club at Premier Oil Change. I can run my car through their state-of-the-art new car wash all month long for a fixed price.
Now, that's out of my budget.
You'll be pleasantly surprised. It's very affordable. It starts at $22 a month, and it is fast. I get my car washed in under 5 minutes. They have free vacuums right next to the freeway. Easy in, easy out. I also like the oil change service. Having an infant and not having to get out of my car is a huge plus.
What a great service. Glad I asked. I'll check it out tomorrow.
Visit us in Palisandro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park. Both locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change and unlimited car wash.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hot cars!
And cool April nights.
The North State Signature Event roars back into Reading April 21st through the 29th. See classic cars at show and shine throughout the area all week long, with the annual Friday night cruise down Hilltop Drive on the 27th and the big car show at the Reading Civic on Saturday the 28th. Awards, food, music, dances, why it's more fun than two teams in the ruffle seat at the drive-in. Get the whole schedule by visiting coolaprilnights.com. Shine up your ride, put on your dancing shoes, and be part of Cool April Nights April 21st through the 29th.
Hey, you getting hungry?
Yeah, hungry as a bear.
Oh, yes, the eternal question. What's for lunch?
Fast food?
Nah, I want something that didn't come in a bag.
Someplace fancy.
No, I want a place that has a down-home atmosphere, serves good portions, and has consistently good food.
My friend, you just described Black Bear Diner. They started just up the road in Mount Shasta. They have carried that feeling of home-cooked meals at a great price to more than 100 locations.
They're on Hilltop Drive in Reading. What's that?
It's time to feed the inner bear.
Black Bear Diner.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
And now, Carl and Linda Botts. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Botts. Good morning. It's going to be a beautiful day. Today, a little chilly, though, 64. 18 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. It is April 17th, 2018. 605-4567 is our phone number here. Hope you're having a great day. Linda is just sitting here just bubbling and bouncing all over the place where she's wearing her Folsom Prison Rodeo team.
Well,
you told me you'd been had some problems with the law. You did not tell me you were in Folsom Prison.
Well, I was from this area, and, you know, Folsom means a lot to me, so from that area. But let's get on with, you know, what happens with the law, the grand jury. And we're very excited to welcome to our show this morning Jim Warnamunde. Well, let's get you on the air here. I said, good morning. How are you?
I am fine. Thank you.
Okay, you're here to talk to us about the grand jury. Tell us, are you accepting applicants or what's happening?
We are accepting applicants to the grand jury. As a matter of fact, we've extended it through through the 23rd, which I believe is Monday of next week.
23rd of April.
That's yes, right. 23rd of April.
Because they need more people.
And that's because we need more people, of course. And it's because I think a lot of people do not understand what the grand jury is. First of all, they think that we are a criminal investigation agency, and only three of the 58 counties in California do that kind of investigation. What the grand jury is about, if Shasta County is about, is looking for problems. And so those problems come to us from a lot of different directions. Sometimes the grand jurors themselves will read about them. They have some experience with problems that they've seen in our community. Citizen complaints is another source of problems. So what we're really doing in the grand jury is looking at problems and seeing if we can bring them to the attention of the community. But that's only if necessary. So last year, for example, if you recall, the report came out with several problems that the grand jury determined. One was the Stillwater Business Park, ankle bracelet monitoring, unfunded pension liabilities, just to mention a few, code enforcements. And so those came about not because there was wrongdoing, but because there were problems. And there were problems that our community needed to know something about. As a matter of fact, when the grand jury began looking at these problems, there were several problems that we looked at. And we decided that there was no problem there. In some cases, we'd look at the paperwork. We would talk about that at length and decide, you know, there's not really a problem here. This is a good organization doing their job well. And then we would, in some cases, we would then call in people and ask for testimony. So I'd go a step further and we would say, there seems to be a problem with this. Can you tell us a little bit about it? And they would say, really? Is that a problem?
Do you have subpoena
ability? We have subpoena ability, yes. And in my time on the grand jury, we never had to use it.
But you could
if they didn't want to show up.
Can you investigate stupid decisions by politicians?
We have done that.
And so what's happened when you found that yes, it was stupid?
You brought it up
to the politicians. What happens then?
In some cases, they said, you know, I guess that was stupid. Maybe we could change it. And so they talk about how they'll go about changing it. We say, well, thank you very much, and we're done.
Can you investigate why the county of Shasta does not join the many other cities in California in opposing the sanctuary state? Could that be one of the things?
That certainly could be one.
See, the way I understand it is people write in and say, hey, look, we really think this is a problem. That's why Stillwater got on there and these other things. So if people said, you know, if enough people felt like this and said, you know, the sanctuary, you know, we've gone against the sanctuary cities, but now these other are sanctuary state, but now their cities are joining this lawsuit. Why haven't we done that kind of thing? Then you could call in the county supervisors and ask them that then, right?
We would do that.
But it would take a long time to do that.
In that case, we'd probably call in people from both sides of the question so that we would get a better understanding ourselves as a body.
Sure.
And then we would would go forward with that.
Okay, let me throw another one in there for people that are thinking about this. Is what is the impact of the legal sale of marijuana going to have in the city of Redding?
Now, that's a good question.
What is the impact? Not the legal impact, but what is the impact?
So I don't know that the grand jury would investigate what the impact would be, but would investigate whether our public agencies have made the kind of right decisions in preparation for this and its effects on our community.
So to be part of the body, and I will tell you that I've had,
four or five friends
that, you know, of course, say, you know, I can't tell you, but we're investigating blah, 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 and we're into it right now, so they can't go into details. I'm very happy about the fact that subject matter has been covered. So at least you know that there's action. And so that's what you're here for this morning, Jim, is to talk about how we can take action. For those people, how much kind of time is involved? I think people are like, oh, I don't know if I've got that kind of time. So what are you looking at, a couple nights a week?
On the average, I would say about 20 hours a week. What happens is the people are selected. They go through an interview process, a screening process, and then a number of names are brought to the Superior Court judge who is responsible for overseeing our work. And the names are drawn out of a hat. So 19 names are drawn out of a hat, plus some people who are alternates.
Mm-hmm.
And then they begin their work. And the very first day, they have their picture taken. That's the last time you see the grand jury.
Wow.
Because they are really a secret organization. And so what happens is the Grand Jury Association, which I'm here to represent today, is responsible for bringing this group of jurors up to speed in terms of knowing what it is to be a juror, to be quiet, confidential, and secret about what we do so that we don't. What we're concerned with is if we bring in a supervisor and a subordinate, and we ask them both questions, that the subordinate would be
intimidated.
Right.
So we let everybody know that whatever they say is going to be kept in that room. Nobody will know about it. And we're sworn to the same secrecy.
Right.
For our lives. We can't talk about any investigation, who we investigated or what they said.
That's fantastic.
But, so we go through that kind of training.
Okay.
And then over a period of time, the grand jurors are introduced to all of the means of investigation, mm-hmm. the processes, whether we should do an investigation, what materials we should look at, how we should conduct an investigation of people, and then how to publish a report ultimately. Mm-hmm. So they're given a lot of tools. They're introduced to all of the leaders of the county and the city governments. And so get an orientation about that. That orientation is pretty in-depth and takes a while so that grand jury members really understand what's going on. And then we begin looking at institutions. So we do a lot of visits to the jail, for example, and other organizations that we might be looking at. As we go through those tours, we get some indication ourselves of things that we might want to investigate, and so we do it that way.
And a lot of reading. You take home cases, right? You take home stuff that I think it's so educational.
It is educational.
If somebody wants to keep working their brain and they have the time, I think this is a perfect marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Where does one go?
In terms of time,
mm-hmm.
The grand jury itself acts as a whole, but we take issues and they're subdivided. So there are about six committees that do the various work. And so one subcommittee might be on law enforcement, and that committee would be looking for information dealing with law enforcement, would find a case that they think is of value and would bring it to the whole grand jury. The grand jury would decide whether that's something that should take up the time of the grand jury or not. And so if they will give their blessings to the subcommittee mm-hmm. to work on that, and then ultimately, this will come back to the entire grand jury, and then the grand jury will write the report. So what happens in terms of the amount of time that is required, it depends on how many subcommittees a grand juror chooses to be on. So one could pick a few, and they would have a limited number of meetings, or could pick many. So it really is dependent upon how much time the grand juror wishes to commit. But typically, a grand juror will pick three committees to work on, and their meetings will be arranged in terms of when those people on that subcommittee can get together and meet.
And how does one apply or look for more information in order to, you extended it, so is it next week?
It is next week.
Deadline. So
Monday the 23rd.
Where do we go? How do they do? What do they do?
There's an application available at ShastaGrandJury.org. It's a pretty simple thing to remember, mm-hmm. so they can go online. They can also find the former cases that we've had there. They'll find an application form. They'll find a lot of information in terms of what we've done. So it's a good place. ShastaGrandJury.org. Gives them all they need.
Okay, now, Carl, you don't realize this, but when Jim walked in and we were talking about, I've gone through three websites, and the headlines have not been anything about our Boston Marathon female. I don't have her name right now.
I do. I was getting ready to talk about it.
Okay. Jim here has run in three Boston Marathons. Three times.
Wow. Congratulations there, buddy.
Thank you.
We won't talk about that today.
What does Jim look like? He looks like a marathon runner. He's not extremely tall. He is lean and fit, and looks like he could run a marathon right now.
And I will be running one soon.
Really?
So what did you think about Des Linden?
You know, I really don't want to talk about that, because what happens in our grand jury meetings, we start getting off track. Because we're 19 strangers, and ultimately we find out that we like each other, and we start working these investigations. And the more we like each other, the more we talk about extraneous things.
Okay.
So we want to bring everybody back together.
Okay, we're back on subject now. Now, here's one thing. If you have a dog in a fight about a subject, you cannot be on. You cannot investigate that. Because I've heard this before, is that they were investigating something, and they were getting ready to tie it up, and they find out that one of the members that were on this team was going to be affected by this and was pushing it. And then they realized, oh, my gosh, so they had to throw the whole thing out.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've got something that you think needs to be investigated and it's going to affect you, you can give it to somebody.
Right.
You can give it to another team, but you can have nothing to do with it.
And as a matter of fact, if another team is discussing something and they bring it to the entire grand jury and I'm not on their team, But it's going to be presented. I have to recuse myself from that meeting for that period of time in which they're discussing it.
Okay.
So we make sure that we have no dog in the fight, as you say.
Okay. So you can go to grandjury.org.
Shasta County Grand Jury.org.
And they need some more people. It's a good way to find out what's going on and to do something.
And we're interested in people who have open minds, who are team players, who like research and talking about issues and want our community to do better. And again, we're not looking for bad guys. We're looking for problems that we can fix. And so that's what I think are the kind of people who are attracted to that have that kind of open-minded, want to find out good things about our community, and we'd rather find out good things about our community than bad things.
Mm-hmm.
But we do report the bad things.
You see why Jim is a champion, because he took us right off of, like, probing something and whoop, right back.
So that is a passion of mine, because I've run almost
okay,
every marathon.
So now, we're not on your time right now, you're on my time.
Okay.
So what'd you think about that? American women went 1-2 in the marathon this year.
Oh, now I'm on your time.
Yeah,
we're done.
You're on my time now.
Okay, what do I think about that? Yeah. I think that's wonderful.
Is that great?
And you know, I've been running marathons. I'm 77 years old. I've been running marathons since I was 39. And I've run, as I say, almost
39? That's when you started?
That's when I ran.
Wow. Okay, I'm great.
It was a slow day.
Cross country in high school.
Okay.
I didn't like marathon running. I didn't know anything about marathon running. I didn't even like cross country, but I was a good cross country runner. And so I would often finish in the front of the pack. But I would be looking for the finish line to see what place I could throw up, which wouldn't be too bad. And then, you know, I'd get my trophy.
I've done that before.
And the training was interval work, and it wasn't a lot of fun. And so I had people on my team, it was a brand-new high school, who said, you know, why don't you join the tennis team or the golf team, because the coaches will teach you, because they're looking for people. So I said, yeah, I'll do that. I'd like to do that. And so I gave up running, and I did tennis and golf, which I did for a long time.
And you usually don't throw up after a golf match.
I never have.
Okay.
Tennis. Although I've twisted some ankles, but that's all. But, you know, it was in my late 30s, and I was slowing down in tennis. I thought, well, I'll go run a little bit to increase my endurance. So I lived at the beach at the time. I had this place from the pier to the jetty. I thought I'd run from there and back again a mile. And I couldn't run it. And I was surprised. On the wet sand, I couldn't run it. And I had played real aggressive tennis, and so I thought, well, I'm going to get myself up to that mile. And then I did, and I was running barefooted, and it started getting dark late, because this was after work. And so I would come home, and I would get put on shoes, and I'd start running down the boardwalk in shoes, and then I found I could run as far as I wanted to, so I just kept increasing my mileage. And then one day, running on the beach, I found somebody who I hadn't seen for a long time, and I said, what are you doing? He said, I'm getting ready for a marathon. I couldn't believe that a person I knew ran marathons, because I had just run the Sports Illustrated Boston Marathon edition, and thought, wow, they have to be a superhuman, but you don't. It's like being on the grand jury. We're interested in people who just want to take care of our community. And we'll be there for that, you know.
And that's ShastaCountyGrandJury.org. Thanks, Jim.
Oh, my
You're
gosh.
Very
what a treat to meet you this morning.
It is. Hey, we're going to take a break. And,
that's
okay.
Jim Warren a Monday.
And you know what? It sounds like he'd be a lot of fun to be
yeah,
on that grand jury.
Yeah, fun to
with
hang
Jim.
Out with, I tell
yeah. Okay, let's take a break here. Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, is our sponsor for this segment of the show. Four Winds Jewelry. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Great place to buy jewelry. Great place to go in and find out what kind of really, really great stuff they have. When I say full service, it's watch repair. They can design, build jewelry, design it and build it, and for gems from all over the world. Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar. I'm here with Jeb Allen, owner of Palomar Homes, and we're here at the Salt Creek Heights subdivision.
We're very fortunate to be involved with Powerhouse as they do such a great job on the installation. It's clean, it's simple, it's a no-brainer. The first 34 home buyers in Salt Creek subdivision comes with a solar setup already.
The thing that to me is exciting is that each home has the ability to turn their home into a zero-energy home. And they can be part of making this a zero-energy community. The system that we're installing, up to 10 panels, will eliminate all of the kilowatt-hour usage of that home. And if they add a pool, if they add an electric car in the future, then at that point they can add more solar to offset those loads as well.
We've already recognized quite a bit of savings by using SunPower and Powerhouse Solar.
If you'd like more information on Salt Creek Heights and how Powerhouse Solar can zero out your energy bill, call 275-5600 today.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five-Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KGNR 1460 with Carl Lindabad. Hey, it's about 24 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 17th of April, 2018. What's it look like for weather today, baby?
Getting excited for the Red Bluff Roundup that's happening this week. Ben is currently 39 degrees. Our highs today will be 64 and our lows of 45. Of course, Wednesday, chance of showers. Thursday, now we start up with our mostly sunny. And Friday, beautiful weather, of course, for all the Red Bluff Roundup events. Friday's 81. Saturday will be high of 83. Sunday will be 83. And the lows of around 55. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Now, I want to talk to you about exactly.
Bringing this our segment.
Absolutely.
Here today.
They are a wonderful sponsor, and we just can't say enough of, you know, I was just recently home in Sacramento, and I think if something ever happened to my folks, or I would like to bring to your attention any loved one, home helpers are the people that you need to call.
2 hours to 2 hours a day to 24 hours a day. Let Sharon Clark come over and take a look at your at what's going on in your home, and she gives you a free home consultation. But if you need somebody that loves and is loves what she does and takes care of the people in her organization, and they'll take care of your people just like they were family, it's Home Helpers. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com or give them a call at 226-8350. And remember, there's no place like home. We're here with our friends from Turtle Bay, Emily Bogner and Lorinda Willard.
Good Lorinda. Morning, ladies.
Did I get that
Good
close?
Morning.
I got that.
You got that.
No, okay, you smiley. You smiley, too. You know what? You guys are just too perky in the morning. You know, I don't know, maybe it just runs in the blood or the DNA over at Turtle Bay, because Star Christy Kid would come in here and just be, I just ripped my meniscus yesterday and they put 28 stitches into me, and she was still smiling. I'm looking at her, I'm going, that must hurt. She goes, I'm just really, really in pain and smiling.
Right.
She's like, oh. I go, oh,
it's just, it's always a good day at Turtle Bay.
It's always a good day at Turtle Bay. Do you get up in the morning and look in the mirror and say, it's going to be a good day at Turtle Bay?
Every morning.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's infectious, and we had the great honor, or I had the great honor, myself and Patrick, to, and Lee left, to, you know, be the auctioneer and MCs. Lee was the auctioneer for Jeans, Jewels, and Jazz and Beyond. And it was such a successful event, as it is every year, because people love the fact of all the things that Turtle Bay has to offer. And this morning you're here to talk about the educational programs, which very much for the monies that were raised at the auction helped to pay for these. It's so incredible. We're going to talk about what it is to become a member, and with what it is, Emily, you'll be talking about, you know, packages for families, especially sure. Now that the weather's changing. People are like, oh, my God, we got to get out. And you're here to talk about the educational program, so why don't we just go right for it?
Great. Okay. So at Turtle Bay, we do consistent program throughout the year. We do a weekly program called Little Explorers, which is for 2 to 5 year olds and their caregivers. So any adults or grandparents, nannies, sitters, things like that. Each month is a different theme. So this month we're doing eggs. yes, anything, all about eggs. Month in May, the focus will be butterflies.
Ooh.
Butterflies more.
It's so great. It's such a wonderful program. We've got activities, a story time for them. That's every Thursday at 10 a.m.
Educational. So, like, say, for instance, now you're talking about eggs. You're talking about the conception, where they come from, how it happens.
We'll talk about animals that come from eggs. We'll even go and do some science. Last week they cut open a turkey egg and a chicken egg just so that they could see the difference between the two. And then they'll also get to do some physical science. So with eggs, they get to roll them. So they'll get to experiment with different shapes and sizes of things that can roll.
What's the difference between what's the difference between a turkey egg and a chicken egg, besides their size?
I was going to say size.
That was it?
They taste different.
They would probably taste different, too. The color might be a little bit different. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. I wasn't there.
Have you ever had a goose egg?
No.
Okay, now that's potent. It's strong. My dad had, we had goose eggs and then regular eggs. So one time he just scrambled up a goose egg, and I was like, whoa. Big difference. So anyway,
next time.
What does it taste like? I mean, is it like chicken eggs on steroids or what?
No, I don't know how to explain it. It's unique in its own flavor and scent.
Oh.
It's potent. Just one egg. Big and strong.
Imagine what an ostrich egg. what an ostrich egg would taste like.
I can't even go there.
You could knock a little hole in it and put a straw in there.
You could.
Thank you for the coconut visual. Okay, so now let's go into it. So butterflies.
Mm-hmm.
How fascinating, because this is when the minds at 2 to 5, the little explorers, we're going to talk about that. That's what we're in discussion right mm-hmm. now. I know for me, I can just imagine, you know, everything is about touch and taste and feel and sensory mm-hmm. And to think about what you learn, that will stay with them for the rest of their lives.
Yes. So one of the goals with Little Explorers is to make sure that all of the activities that we're doing are developmentally appropriate. So that could be activities that help them develop their fine motor skills, gross motor skills. So even just learning how to use a glue stick or hold a crayon. So we do activities that will help them develop all of these skills that they will use later in life.
My gosh. I think that's so valuable. Okay, Little Explorers happens how many days a week?
Thursdays.
And it starts at what time?
10 a.m.
So 10 a.m., like you're saying, moms, grandmothers, caretakers, nannies, mm-hmm. take your kids to the Little Explorers.
Okay, now these are Little Explorers are 2 to 5.
Yes.
And now you're going to be doing butterflies.
Yes.
How do you keep them from putting the little butterflies in their little mouths? Are these alive butterflies?
Our butterfly house will be opening in May, and they don't necessarily go into the butterfly house during Little Explorers. The Little Explorers takes place in the mill building in the forest.
Oh, okay.
Camp.
So you don't have to worry about them putting little butterflies in your mouth. Because that's what they do.
You're right.
They babies put things in their mouth.
Mm-hmm. Yep. True.
But after they learn some of the material, now mom and dad or whoever can take them in and a new appreciation of what to be with these butterflies around you. By the way, that's an incredible thing. We took my parents there.
We took our grandkids.
One of the ideas behind Little Explorers, too, is for the parents and the rest of the adults to observe and participate in the activities with their children so that they can do things when they go home or when they go for a walk in their neighborhood, you know, that they can do things once they leave Turtle Bay. They see that these are all things that they can do on their own. They don't need necessarily a set program to help guide them.
Walking along the river trail,
exactly.
Just down in the forest there. Yeah,
exactly.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
We're here with Turtle Bay and the education side of it today, of course, and with Emily and Lorinda. And we're talking about all the programs that are open at Turtle Bay, especially for our little explorers, 2 to 5, and other educational aspects of it. And we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by SST Oil. Right now, heater maintenance is important because this winter's over and we got next winter to look for. Now, through June 8th, SST Oil is offering 20% off maintenance and 10% off all parts on your heating elements and your heaters there, and veterans get an additional 5% off. They service Toyotomi and Monitor brand heaters as well as water heaters year-round, but now is the time for spring savings. SST Oil, they are the one of the premier companies in the town here. They have, it's an employee-owned company, and they always are looking for truck drivers. Anybody that has a hazmat, give them a call. All right, we're going to take a break, but before we do that...
Hey, guys, I am going to make an announcement right at this moment. Give us a call, 605-4567. I've got 2 Red Bluff Roundup tickets for Sunday, and along with that, a $10 Black Bear Diner gift certificate for
Bear
you.
Bucks.
Bear Bucks. That's $10 that you can go to breakfast right before the Red Bluff Roundup on Sunday. So give us a call, 605-4567. We're at KCNR 1460. We'll be right back right after these messages.
Get your motors running and cruise down to Wind River Resort and Casino Sunday, April 22nd for our annual Show and Shine. No need to sign up. This free event is from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. Space is limited, so get here early. Show your classic car and enjoy a hot dog meal. $5 free slot play and a t-shirt. Additional hot dog meals available for $5. Favorite car wins $50 free slot play and a hotel stay. A live DJ will be mixing up your favorite oldies. Bring the whole family. Download the Wind River Classic cars are better. Classic cars rock at the river. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino's Overtime Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy a comical knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be great after a long day at the office? Drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles with friends, and a live comedy show every Wednesday night. Enjoy the humor with different comedians every week. No cover charge. For all the details, log on to windriver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river.
This is Carl Bott, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting. And Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in their wood, moisture in their stucco would be a couple things to look for. And then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Mark Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, That estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name.
I'm Jeff Fink, president and CEO of Cornerstone Community Bank, and I invite you to stop by our new downtown Reading branch located at 1845 California Street, one block south of Jack's Grill, or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Our team is ready to spoil you with personalized service.
Cornerstone Community Bank, we invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004.
but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you're...
I've been running, I've been running with the...
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with my little Folsom Prison Bronc Rider here, Linda,
well,
and Carl Bott.
We happen to have a great rodeo.
10 minutes to 8 o'clock today on the 17th.
I'm a rodeo
of April,
girl.
39 degrees. I talk in between you two.
Mm-hmm.
Going up to 64 today. The weather report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans, a better-known business. 365-3793. Good morning, Linda Bott.
Well, good morning, everybody. And congratulations, Chris. Your rodeo tickets for Sunday
and
your bear bucks. Your bear bucks. And then we had several callers. And you know what? We're going to give them away in the 8 o'clock hour, so stand by.
Plus, you know what? You know, guess what? We're going to probably be giving away beer bucks.
Yeah, but we'll be doing that in the 8 o'clock hour. Anyway, we're here with Turtle Bay this morning. Very excited to have our girls with us this morning, Emily and Melinda. And Lorinda, sorry. And we are discussing the wonderful children programs, right?
Well, Turtle Bay itself is just an educational.
Right.
I mean, anybody going over there, you go through and you see the exhibits. You go through and see all the super exhibits you have. But then I don't think people realize now. And now we have a new place where injured animals can go to out there, thanks to Senator and Mrs. Johannesson.
That's so great.
So there's just a number of things you can do. If you think you can see it all in one day, you're crazy. And then, of course, my favorite, the lorikeets.
There you go.
And you have just merged two flocks of lorikeets together.
Ooh.
Which is not easy to do.
Right.
You kind of you can't just throw them all in there at one time because there'll be fistfights.
Like pecking order, big time, right?
Yeah. Fistfights.
That's where it comes from.
Hurt feelings. They talk about each other. You know, the wives get in a corner. The guys end up getting in fights. They, you know what? They go down to the bar.
They become bald.
They go down to the bar, have a little nectar,
right,
a little fruit nectar, and what happens
right
next? A fight starts. So this is probably one of my favorite places. They're all so beautiful. Now you've got one called Batman. I guess he's just huge. You know, for a lorikeet, for their huge.
That's right.
So what you do is you buy those little lorikeet, you know, feeders, little nectar things for a dollar, and a little kid walks by, you just dribble it into his hair, and watch what happens. It is great. Little lorikeets come and they land on him, and he's happy because he's got lorikeets all over him. He thinks they love him.
Mm-hmm.
Not realizing.
No, only because we're talking from personal experience that we did that to our grandchild, and he loved it. But anyway, let's get back to the programs. And
they never know. They just think the lorikeets love them. We take little photos. Send them to his parents and look the lorikeets love my little Mikey.
Lorinda, we were talking at the break and regarding today and Thursday, there's some special things happening for the 5 and under group.
Yes. Turtle Bay will be celebrating Week of the Young Child with a program this morning over at the Children's Garden in the Botanical Gardens. We will be doing a pop-up story time at 10 a.m., so please join us for a story. We'll have fun activities and some healthy snacks. We'll be there till 11. And then on Thursday, we are doing a program at the museum. It's called It's a Big, Big World. So we are inviting families with children 5 and under to come and enjoy the park, but also to interact with some community organizations like the YMCA, SCOE. Rawl Family Empowerment will be there. So First Five will be there. So we will have a whole bunch of different activities. Mike Kruger is coming for a story time at 10 a.m. And admission is free for children 5 and under. And 5 and under children also admit one adult for free. And then any extra adults or children 6 and over are half price. And that special admission goes until 12 p.m. on Thursday.
Cool. All these great things happening out there for kids and all that. And it's not even... It's not even summer yet.
Yeah, right. Right, that peak season.
It's going to be incredible with all this weather, what we're going to see in those botanical gardens as well.
Oh, my gosh. What do we? What else do we have? Anything special, or are we ready to move on to another little subject here with our 7 minutes we have left?
Well, we definitely wanted to make sure that, you know, folks understand, just like you said, Carl, I think many people know about our amazing animal care programs and those awesome animals they get to come and visit with, and they know about our exhibitions and, you know, dinosaurs is coming to town in May.
Oh, yeah.
And so we're going to have this, you know, awesome summertime blockbuster. But maybe they don't realize that we offer these amazing programs for children, these education programs for all ages, you know, things happening every single week that they can be a part of. And if you're a member, you can be a part of all of this stuff absolutely free with that membership. So we want to make sure that people understand the incredible benefits they get.
And again, the family membership is
$85?
$80. Okay. I thought it would have to have gone up. I mean, because all the great things you're doing. But
that's right.
$80. Now, look, this is where you can bring yourself, your spouse, and two kids, or four kids.
Four kids. Absolutely.
They don't have to be your kids.
Nope.
It's just four kids. They do have to be under a certain age, though.
Right? Yep, under 18. That's
under 18.
It.
So you can't. So you can't bring your kids visiting that are both 30 years old. They can pay their own way. But
there you go.
But you can bring in your grandkids.
That's exactly right. You know,
and
we want people to see the value.
And again, you know what? This has been going on for years, but people still think that, you know, some people still think that, oh, yeah, but if I have a membership, then I still have to pay to get into exhibits. Wrong mundo. That's right. You do not have to do that. One price, $80 for the family. You know, the parent figures and, see, I'm really trying to make clear that one up, mother and father, and the four kids.
That's right.
All for that one price. And you can do anything there. It's great. And the only thing that costs you money is, I think it's $1 for the lorikeet.
For that nectar.
For
that's
that nectar,
right.
Which is such
well
a good time.
Well worth it. Right.
Well worth
right.
it. I mean, it really is.
That's exactly it.
You know what? Turtle Bay is such, brings so much to our community. And, you know, people may think that, oh, gosh, it's just, you know, it's been there and it's not, you know, what I've seen it once. Well, it changes dramatically all the time.
Mm-hmm. It's true. I think that it's important for people to understand as well, you know, that that value that they're getting, you know, couple trips to Turtle Bay would pay for that membership right there. And in those couple of trips, they're going to get to see our exhibitions. They're going to get to participate in programs. Maybe they go to a couple of different animal shows because we offer a few different varieties of those. They're going to get to experience our brand new outdoor facilities near Babe's Corral by the forest camp. And in the summertime, we're going to be opening up a new area called High Adventure, which is for our older kids. It's got a zip line and a rock climbing wall and a slack line with a hammock. I mean, it is going to be amazing.
We're all going to put the zip line across the river.
Oh, we're all holding our breath for that one.
I'm thinking a zip line across the river would be great.
Agreed.
How many times? How about a zip line into the river? Oh, okay. We probably have a little problem.
No. I think we'll have every fisherman in the country, absolutely.
Yeah, you're right. I just went by there. The, yeah,
right, then we'd be right.
Exactly. We'll just have to use the bridge for now. Yeah. Right.
So I think that's great. All the things are going on. Now, here's the other thing, too. If you're a member of Turtle Bay, you get a discount at the Sheraton.
That is correct. You get 10% off at the Sheraton for all your hotel stays and also at Mosaic Restaurant. That's breakfast, lunch, and dinner. 10% off that meal, and it's a pretty great meal.
Mm. Oh, it's good.
Absolutely.
We've eaten breakfast, lunch, and dinner
nice.
There. You know what, the Sheraton itself is really a nice place. And then, of course, when you, if you've got your dog on your leash, on a leash, or you're out walking, you do not have to put the dog in a car. They've got little feeder stations and watering stations on the outside. Not inside, but outside on the patio, which
that's
is
right. Yep. So. Our front patio is dog-friendly. We've got a special dog menu you can choose from, and we want it to be a space where people can come and enjoy as they're out enjoying the park, especially this summer.
Prices are very reasonable there, too, for breakfast. They're equitable and even better than some others, but they're equitable to any other place for breakfast.
Yeah.
Right. Except maybe... Well, I can't think of it. Maybe McDonald's, but, you know, it's not. I think the ambiance is a little different.
Yeah. Right. And at Mosaic, you know, have the benefit of understanding that your money, that meal that you just paid for is going to go right back into our community, right back into Turtle Bay to help support programs like our education.
Right. Symbiotic.
And this is the great thing. This is why the Sheraton was built.
That's right.
To put another funding stream there, a solid, continuous funding stream.
Well, we love what Turtle Bay represents. Again, I was very honored to be part of the Jeans, Jewels, Jazz, and Beyond. It seemed to me like it was the best event ever this year. I don't know why.
Yeah.
And of course, we have two paella dinners that came out of that. So we got to start.
There you go.
We've already got one booked in November, so we're going to amp up for that. But you can feel a spirit among the people that really want to take part in this incredible body that we are all part of here in the North State as it grows and our children grow with it. And thank you so much for joining us this morning. We really appreciate your time and effort as well.
Thank you.
And our monthly visit here from Turtle Bay at KCNR 1460.
That's right. And coming up right after the break is One Safe Place.
Community Talk Radio for the North State is AM 1460, KCNR Shasta Reading. The news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. See their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. On this tax deadline day, President Trump touting lower tax rates as millions of us rush to file those last-minute returns.
Midnight is the personal income tax filing deadline, and the president is reminding the public of the Republican-approved tax cuts and reform he signed into law. This morning, he tweeted, "Employment is up, taxes are down. Enjoy." He also said it's really nice to see that so many people are seeing the benefits of the tax cut bill. One such benefit is the doubling of the standard deduction.
That's White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Sirius State Media reporting that inspectors from the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons have now reached the town of Duma to investigate reports of a suspected April 7th gas attack. Trump administration proposing creation of association health plans, allowing employees and small businesses to pool together to buy health insurance.
That means that they're going to get that purchasing power of those millions of individuals, and that's power in their hands that will allow them to purchase the kind of coverage that they want at lower costs and greater choices.
Former Health and Human Services Secretary Tom Price on the Salem Radio Network. Washington and London jointly accusing Russia's government of targeting global internet equipment for political and economic espionage.
The two governments said the Russian operations, which allegedly involve planting malware on internet routers and other equipment, could also lay the foundation for future offensive cyber attacks. A joint statement by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, the FBI, and the U.K.'s National Cybersecurity Center said the main targets include government and private sector organizations. They also include providers of critical infrastructure and internet service providers.
Correspondent Jeremy House. The Dow is up 1%, 266 points higher. The NASDAQ up 106 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Interested in trading as a way to generate extra monthly income? Listen up. Before you sign up for some garbage program or awkward in-person seminar, you really need to hear about the online trader program that everyone's talking about. This is the program that allows you to get your account funded with someone else's money. That's right. Apiary Fund will gladly put up to $100,000 of their money into your trading account. And the best part? You get to keep 85% of the profits without putting in a dime of your own money. Apiary Fund and this program are growing like crazy. As a special offer, Apiary Fund is allowing our listeners to get started for free. Just call 800-959-4526 and leave us your email address, and we will send you all the exciting details of how to trade Apiary Fund's money and not your own. Call 800-959-4526 and leave your email address on the voicemail. Your free report will be sent right away. 800-959-4526. That's 800-959-4526.
The G7 nations issuing a joint statement endorsing the U.S.-led airstrikes on Syria.
The leaders of Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, Britain and the U.S. say in a joint statement they condemn the April 7 chemical attack in eastern Syria. The G7 say they fully support all efforts made to degrade the Assad regime's ability to use chemical weapons and to deter any future use. They add, the airstrikes by the three nations were limited, proportionate and necessary, and followed only after exhausting every possible diplomatic option to uphold the international norm against the use of chemical weapons. The bloc says nations remain committed to a diplomatic solution to the conflict in Syria. I'm Charles Ledesma.
French President Macron says the European Union shouldn't accept any new member countries until the bloc is more deeply integrated and also has undergone a thorough reform process. News and analysis at townhall.com. Records fell during a massive April snowstorm over the past weekend.
It's official. The April snowstorm that hit parts of the U.S. this weekend is a record breaker. The National Weather Service says 14.9 inches that fell at the Minneapolis airport between Friday and Sunday set a record for the largest April snowstorm ever there. It's also the snowiest April on record in the Twin Cities. In Green Bay, Wisconsin, the weekend storm ranks as the second largest snowstorm of all time at 23.5 inches. In New England, cities were breaking records for the coldest day for the middle of April and recorded history. Portland, Maine reached 33 degrees, breaking the record for the lowest high temperature April 15th at 37 degrees set in 1970. I'm Jennifer King.
China's first quarter economic growth held steady, 6.8% over a year earlier, buoyed by retail sales and investment. Forecasters do expect growth to cool for the rest of the year. Beijing takes steps to rein in debt. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460 right here in the changing face of downtown Reading. Good morning, everybody. 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, the news brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Great customer service there, and they've enhanced that walk-in humidor that was already the best in Northern California. Phone lines, 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, and good morning to Linda.
Good morning, everybody.
Who is, if you're just tuning in, is wearing her Folsom Prison rodeo team.
Well, listen, I am from that area. It's kind of some of the first rodeos that I used to go to. I grew up in Placer County and did 4-H. And
you like rodeos?
I love her. I'm not, okay, I'm going to say this. I'm not big about the calf roping, not big about the team roping, calf roping. I don't know, that bugs me. I like the bull rides. I love the barrel racing. I love the mutton busting. There's certain things that I just love, but I don't know what it is about those. I'm not a big one about picking up the calves and dropping them. I don't like that. Anyway, so I grew up with all that stuff. And
what if the calves turned around and picked up the cowboy and dropped him?
Probably
be okay?
Would like that. That okay. Might be interesting.
That'd be okay. Right.
Currently 39 degrees in the downtown studios. And by the way, I'm wearing this because it is Red Bluff Roundup.
Yeah.
And we're very excited. We're going to be giving tickets in this hour away. We're very excited about that particular rodeo. People come from all over the world to be in this rodeo. And we know that this is the season, April, May. May is Reading Rodeo, but the big Red Bluff Roundup is happening, and all the festivities start actually right now. So currently 39 degrees. It's going to be a beautiful weekend for the rodeo. It's going to be highs today. Will be 64, lows of 45. Now, we are going to have a 20% chance of showers tomorrow, and Thursday will be mostly sunny with a high near 73. Friday calls for mostly sunny with a high near 81. Saturday calls for sunny with a high near 83. Sunday calls for mostly sunny with a high near 83, and Monday mostly sunny with a high near 82. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned. It's a veteran-owned business, folks, where you get veteran and senior discounts. So important right now with the prices. It was $3.50 in gas coming up the valley yesterday. $3.50 for regular. So anytime you can get a discount as a senior or veteran, Shasta Gas Propane. Bob, do you care to talk about, or please give us an update on the lake?
Shasta Lake remains just 15 feet from the top. USBR probably let it. They're actually handling it better than they have in previous years, but it looks like it'll stop at about 10 feet from the top. They want that little bit of headspace at the end of the season, but it looks like we'll have a good summer and lots of houseboating, and I'm sure that the resorts are loving it.
Great. Thank you so much. And then, Carl, we talk about many things. This portion of the show is brought to you by, because we always have to thank our sponsors.
This hour is brought to you by our friends over at North State Security, the largest security company, privately owned security company north of Sacramento, over 100 officers on the road. In fact, they have more officers on the road than the police and the sheriff do combined a lot of times. Over 200 clients. They take care of the power plants, electric utility. They are ones you'll see also on the river trail, assisting the police out there, keeping it safe. High school football games, you name it, they guard it. And they've got a program that you can join that has officer there, trained officer there in 10 minutes or less. Give North State Security a call at 243-0295. Remember, North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968. They're celebrating their 50th year in the business. Hey, we are here with Kasara Nance, who is with One Safe Place and preventing domestic violence and also educating, head of the education department over there. And what is we're going to talk about a couple of things going on today, and one of them, Cassie just walked in.
Good morning.
Hi, Cassie.
Good morning. Actually, my name is Carrie.
Carrie, I'm sorry.
Not a problem.
That's great. I put Kasara and Carrie together and got Cassie somehow.
It's all right. It happens.
Hey, that works. We're like a power couple.
Yeah, that's right. That's our celebrity name.
We'll so you can go online, too, if you want to look at ospshasta.org. It's a really nice-looking website. And it says, we provide legal services, safety, emotional support to intimate partners, children, and senior affected by domestic violence and sexual assault.
Yes, that's absolutely true.
Does that kind of encapsulate what One Safe Place is all about?
I would agree. I would say that it kind of encapsulates everything that we are about because it kind of fits it nice and tidy underneath that umbrella. And we really strive to be there for emotional support and assistance when we can be.
The One Safe Place is just, I hate to use the word exploded because that's kind of the wrong word, but it's grown so much since we've been here in the last 10 years. Of course, it was the Women's Refuge, and then it teamed up and became One Safe Place, and then started putting everything under one roof. And then we had this terrible tragedy where the mother and two children were killed, and that was the impetus to build the where One Safe Place is now, and it just keeps helping more and more people. And again, a lot of people think it's just for women and kids, and it's not. It's also for men who are also objects of domestic abuse. But we've got a big event coming up this weekend, Carrie.
Yes, we do. I'm so excited for it.
Are you the one that's in charge of this?
I am not in charge, but I'm lucky enough to get to work with the people that are.
Okay.
Yes, so we have a fund development department. Christy Hansen's in charge of that.
Yay.
Lorraine McConnell. I know, they're wonderful. And so, yes, we have Walk a Mile in Her Shoes coming up on Saturday, April 21st. It's just so much fun. It's a really difficult subject to talk about, violence towards women. And so Walk a Mile is a great way to get people involved and raise the subject matter without it, being kind of tricky to talk about. So beginning at 9:00 at the Red Lion on Hilltop, folks can come out and register, although they could register ahead of time on our website as well. The registration will open at 9:00, and the walk begins at 10. So if you don't know about the walk, men are encouraged to put on a pair of women's shoes and walk a literal mile. So we'll start at the Hilltop Red Lion, and we'll walk down to C.R. Gibbs, cross the street, and walk back up, and that'll be a whole mile. So families can come to men, women, children, bring your grandma, bring your company member from work, bring your business team, just anybody that wants to come and walk.
It's also a fundraiser.
It is, yeah. So when you register online ahead of time, you can download a page where you capture people's information, your friends, your neighbor, ask them to sponsor you, whether it be $10, $25, $100, or more. And we have several groups of people that are doing this. They've put some challenges out there where they've said, hey, if I can get, $500 donation, I'll walk in red spike heels. If I can get a $1,000 donation, I'll glam it up some more. So, it just depends. But really, any kind of donation towards
it. I must have done it cheap that year. I said for $50 I'd wear the pearls.
But there were some men who actually painted their toenails, and that was so cute. You know, they,
oh, yeah.
I'm not sure, but I think Joe Comeni did that.
They had competitions, and then you saw the guys out in their Star Wars outfits and everything.
Oh,
and
yeah, they really get into it.
It's been super great.
Right, and well, it doesn't have to be, you know, red Spike Hills, although that's the iconic image that we see associated with it. Walk in your bunny slippers. Walk in a cute pair of flats. Whatever it is, just come out and be involved and raise awareness.
Yeah, you don't have to wear heels, guys. If you can't find them, or if you just, you know, if you just can't find any that really tone your calves like that, and you want to wear,
come
your,
out wear your gold toes.
That's
who cares.
If you want to wear your just your hunting boots.
That's right. Yeah. And that's, you know, if folks aren't able to come that day, they can still completely support what we're doing. Going to our website, there's a donation button. And you can do that anytime. You don't have to wait till Saturday. You can do it anytime.
What time does the walk start?
It'll start at 10. 10 a.m. Okay. So registration at 9. Walk starts at 10. And then there is an after party at C.R. Gibbs, which is going to be loads of fun. So we'll be giving away some swag for anybody that brings in more than $100 worth of donations.
You get swag.
Swag. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't want to miss that.
Do you still have the stormtroopers marching? I haven't seen them. Did they march? Have they been?
I certainly hope so. I'm really looking forward to that.
I miss it when the stormtroopers. Now these are the Star Trek stormtroopers. These are not. Star Wars stormtroopers. This is not the World War II stormtroopers. These are the ones with the white costumes on and all that.
And so lightsabers.
Clearly not a fan.
I'm
hey,
sorry?
By the way.
Well, I just, you know, star something.
Hey, Bob, ComCon was is it Comic-Con? It was happening at the same time when I went down for the musical in Sacramento. You should have seen the costumes walking up and down the street.
Cosplay, yeah.
I thought, you know, this is going to be just like Walk a Mile in Her Shoes. Can't wait. Hey, we're going to have to take a break. We'll come right back here at KCNR 1460. We're with two incredible women who are here to talk about One Safe Place, Walk a Mile in Her Shoes, and also some programs, and more about just what One Safe Place is all about. Okay? We'll be right back here on KCNR 1460.
Plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460 AM.
Start saving money now. The Cool April Night Sale is here at Reading Kia.
Get 0% financing for 75 months on 2018 Kia Sorento, highest ranked midsize SUV in 2017, and 2018 Kia Forte, highest ranked compact car in 2017.
0% for 75 months. It's just like cash on 2018 Kia Sportage and 2018 Kia Optima. Try zero down on credit approval.
Get huge customer cashback deals on every new Kia and terrific offers on the 51M. MPG 2018 Kia Niro, highest ranked small SUV in 2017.
Never pay for an oil change or tire rotation for as long as you own your new Kia. The Cool April Night Sale is here. You're invited.
0% financing for 75 months at $1,333 per thousand finance through KMF. Not all buyers will qualify. Take a test drive, make a great deal, and start saving now.
Ends 4/30. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Start saving money now.
Reading Kia, readingkia.com.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Radola, a call.
Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
What happened?
It was called the pause that refreshes. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBott. Linda, the Folsom Prison sweetheart of the rodeo. 20 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Did you know that they were the recipient of the 2017 Health Grades Patient Safety Excellence Award? It's a certified chest pain center, a certified primary stroke center, and recently earned the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement at Shasta Regional Medical Center. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, SRMC is the community's choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center. We are here with our friends from One Safe Place, Kasara Nance, who is Prevention of Domestic Violence and Head of the Education Program, and Carrie, who refuses to give her last name. She says they're still looking for
Carrie Murphy,
who does a number of things there, but is kind of like really pushing Walk a Mile in her shoes, which is going to be this weekend starting at 10 o'clock at the Red Lion Hotel. Now, Kasara, as we learned during the break.
Good morning.
Is not from here and, you know, came here about a year ago because she had family. But you have a real interesting background. And, I mean, you do. I mean, you're in your understudies, but you graduated from a university in England.
I did, yeah. I did a one-year program at the University of York in England, which is a teeny tiny medieval town, like, a four-hour train ride from London. A little tiny medieval town.
Did you live in a thatched hut?
Almost. I lived in the dorms, so I mean, it's pretty much a thatched roof.
Did you have like bathrooms there?
I had a little tiny bathroom pod. It was very space agey.
It was space agey. Okay.
So coming from living abroad and studying abroad, and then did you stop anywhere between England and Reading?
Oh, of course I did. Absolutely.
Okay. So when you were finished with your studies, did you have in your mind, I am going to put forth my knowledge to, and we would love to hear the story about from there to here, and that we're so blessed to have you here with us from One Safe Place.
Oh, gosh. Well, thank you. I'm really grateful to be here, and I'm really grateful for my spot at One Safe Place. What took me there was I came back after my studies, and I had family here in Reading, so I came back home, and I realized that I really needed to put the knowledge that I was lucky enough to gain into action, and I needed to use what I had to try and change things as I could. It was like my sort of activism mm-hmm. that I could do. So I stumbled across the One Safe Place position, again, another stroke of luck, and I really gave it my all in the interview and was really keeping my fingers crossed for the position because there was so much that I wanted to do involved, especially like the prevention education pieces. And I was really excited to coordinate the crisis hotline, which is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And it really helps out the community in ways that like a 9-to-5 business, because we're 9-to-5, we just can't be on the phone lines 24/7. So we have a great group of volunteers that comes in and helps us out after business hours.
So how many calls do you all get, Kasara, would you say?
Generally speaking, within an evening, a weekday evening, we probably receive, I would say, like 3 to 6 calls.
Okay.
Of course, over the weekend, we do receive more just because those shifts are like the 12-to-12s.
Mm-hmm.
But generally speaking, during the week, it's somewhere between 3 to 6 calls.
So when you see, when you get a phone call, say you've gotten somebody that, you know, a spouse that her spouse has punched her in the face, what do you tell them?
If they're in immediate danger, we tell them, ask them to call APD or RPD, depending on their location.
Okay.
If it's something where they tell us that they are safe right now, they're in a safe place, they're with safe people, then we ask a series of open-ended questions like, okay, can you tell me about what happened? That way we're listening to their story as they give it, and we're not trying to force a type of story from them. We're accepting it kind of as it comes, and if it starts at the end and goes back to the beginning, excellent, that's fine if that's how they tell it. Or if it starts kind of at the middle and fleshes outward, that's how we take the story as it comes. And then from the story itself, we make recommendations. Sometimes a lot of folks on the hotline are like, okay, it sounds like what you went through was very stressful and you're very brave for calling. Thank you for that. I would recommend that you go into one safe place on Monday morning at 9 o'clock and talk to an advocate because they can assist you further.
You know, the we have a high rate of domestic violence in Shasta County. Mm-hmm. And Angela and I were talking about this. And one of the, I know this sounds self-serving here, but one of the reasons I think we have a higher rate is because we have one safe place where people can report it. And you've got other places where people don't know where to go to. And unless it's reported or they show up someplace, you know, nobody knows about it. And because we have such a good program here, it's, I don't know. I think that, this could be one of the reasons is that we're identifying this. We identified we have this problem, and we are trying to do something about it. And because of that, people reach out to you. And, and so then they get reported. And so it gets treated where other places in other counties like us up here or, you know, smaller counties throughout the state just don't have anything like this.
Right.
Is my thesis anything, or is my hypothesis on this, you think it holds any water at all?
I would say that that's a good hypothesis. A lot of people think that within the smaller towns where people aren't reporting as often, that these things just don't happen. But the fact is that they're not reporting because maybe they don't have the resources for individuals to report to.
Yeah. They're caught in this terrible cycle.
Exactly.
They can't go to the sheriff because it's his word, their word against his, unless, you know, unless he's really, you know, done something.
So we're very fortunate to
have.
Yeah,
that's what I'm getting at.
Yes.
Is if we didn't have you all to do this, to for people to call and to get help from.
And let's talk a little bit about, let's go back to the crisis hotline. Let's talk about what that program is. We may have some listeners that want to be involved with the program. What constitutes this, the educational aspect of getting involved and what one does when they are accepted to be part of a volunteer program. We have about 3 minutes. Can we cover that?
We can start.
Okay.
So real quick, I'll plug the crisis hotline phone number. It's 244-0117-247. Every single holiday, every single weekend. So in order to be on the crisis hotline and work with the volunteers there, you need to undergo a 66-hour domestic violence and sexual assault crisis counseling course. It's offered by One Safe Place. We run it in the spring. We're at the tail end of the class right now. We'll be picking it up again in the fall. And then we are also looking at possibly doing a summer class for those who have availability then. And if you would like to be involved in the DVSA class, you actually contact Carrie Murphy.
That's right. I'm the volunteer coordinator at One Safe Place. So
wonderful.
They could call 530-244-0117. My extension is 220. My name is Carrie Murphy, and I would be delighted to walk them through the process and get them involved.
And you can find this information as well, right?
Certainly,
on our website, which is, like I said again, it's very interactive and very good.
OSPShasta.org.
Excellent. We had a friend of ours that did do the crisis hotline, and I remember when we would invite her over for dinner, she'd say, I've got to have my phone next to me, and I may have to leave. And, you know, so she did a couple times when we were together, and we just knew, okay, it's like a doctor being on call. You just got to go do your thing. And,
exactly.
Yeah, we find that our volunteers are highly committed. I mean, the fact that they have to go through that training course, you know, we really just have the best of Reading show up for that and stay committed through it. And the result is volunteers that are just powerful and dynamic and making a difference for people in Reading.
They really are remarkable individuals. I'm completely in awe by them every time I see them at the meetings.
Well, we're going to take a break. But you know what? You've been here a year, and we've been here 10 years. And I'm constantly awed by people in Reading anyway. And Lindy just had some examples of that when she was in Sacramento, the differences between Reading people and people in Sacramento, which is supposed to be a nice, friendly city, but maybe not quite as it used to be. Anyway, we're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy started this business 10 years ago, and it is the largest firearms instruction company in California now, teaching in over 30 counties, anywhere from CCW to unarmed defenses, a combination of each, tactical rifle. Businesses come to Ted for team building exercises, and it's just a lot of fun out there for everybody. Find out by going to usgunpro.com or give him a call at 530-999-1822. And one of the listeners said, honey, after hearing what you said about the, the calves and all that, they did say is that Linda really likes the running of the bulls in Spain. That's different.
I've not attended that.
Toro, toro.
I know you want to do that, but I
may have passed my time.
Was it Will Ferrell or who was it that did the running of the bulls?
Billy Crystal did it.
And they were like taking shards of something out of the
tiny. No, they were stitching up his
okay.
We'll be right back.
Service Spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Retreat, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Retreat, our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend a day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring farmhouse fresh products for skincare and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Download the Wind River app. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well-versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home
and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Isn't it amazing how quiet it gets as soon as the red lights go on? Everybody else is just chit-chatting and all of this. And Carrie Murphy's telling us how she survived 24 Sturgis events there. How she danced from one bar to another. Okay. No, that wasn't Carrie. It was somebody else.
No, that wasn't me.
27 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on the 17th of April, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. Remember, it's man's last stronghold. You don't even have to get a haircut. You just need to walk down and sit down, read one of the Car and Track magazines or the hunting magazines and get your load of testosterone for the day. And you can get up and get out. Okay, but it gives great haircuts. In fact, I'm going down there today or tomorrow. Cypress Square Barbershop.
Oh, God.
Hello, DJ. DC.
Okay. All right, so we're here with our gals from One Safe Place, and We wanted to go. We're talking about the program.
Your eyes get really big when I'm talking about that.
I know. It's just. I love it.
She's only been here a year. Don't worry. You'll get used to this.
Thanks. I appreciate the support.
So let's go back to you, Carrie, and let's talk about you were from Reading, but then you went to South Dakota.
Well, I've lived a lot of places. Mm-hmm. So I did. I grew up in Reading, graduated from Central Valley High School, go Falcons. But after I got married, I wound up moving around a lot with my husband, with my kids. We've lived in Nevada, Colorado, South Dakota, Idaho, a couple places in California. So I guess we have a little bit of wanderlust in us, but Reading is home. Reading is where family is, and we came back.
So y'all came back here. A lot of people do that. And, you know, it's funny that a lot of the younger entrepreneurs have come back after spending time someplace else. You know, doctors, lawyers, a lot of them come back home.
Yeah.
So,
well,
you know,
raise your kids here.
Yeah, I feel like we learned a lot while we were out and about, and you know, just bringing it home and jumping into the community and contributing and just being part of what is happening here in Reading.
Well, you're doing, you know what, One Safe Place is such a integral part of what we have here, and I hate to say it, but I really wish we didn't even need you guys. You know,
we always say we're working ourselves out of a job.
You want to work yourselves out, just like Haven Humane wants to work themselves out of a job. All these places would really like to work themselves out of a job.
Yeah, that's the goal.
So, but we're really glad that you're here and providing such a great service to our community. And again, I'd like to emphasize that this isn't just for women, because you help a number of men. Do you get many calls from men, Cassara? Would you say? I know you must keep. I'm not. It's not fair telling you to pull percentages out of your head, but you do get phone calls from men.
We do. Of course, not as often as we get female callers, but we do occasionally get calls from men. If I had to put a number on it, I'm not going to do percentages because I'm an English major. Can't do percentages in my head. I would say that it's probably maybe like 1 to 3 male callers a week, give or take.
But 1 to 3, even, okay.
That's still out there.
Because you're getting 3 to 6 a night, so 1 to 3 a week, okay, or male. And the reason I said this, and I want to make, you know, I want to make this a point, is a lot of people think, oh, it's just for women, and that, you know, they're on the women's side, and, you know, they're going to, you know, have them leave the husband or whatever it is. But from the way you've trained people, it's, you know, you want to get the whole story, but you want to make just sure that they're safe. You're not trying to tell them to do, you know, specific things except be safe.
Exactly. Our biggest push, I would say, in training is to really empower the individuals. And someone on the phone telling them what to do and how to live their life is just another individual that's trying to take away their power and control. So what we want to do is empower them to make those decisions. And no matter what decision they make, we want them to be safe. And it's really hard to hear sometimes, but sometimes individuals don't leave their abusive partner. It's like, okay, I understand that you're not going to do that. You're not ready for it. What can we do to keep you safe in the relationship until one day. Maybe you are ready to leave.
Well, according to looking on your site here, education and resources, One Safe Place provides educational information as well as many training opportunities and outreach programs. You have affirmative consent, what that means, purposeful parenting, which is a toughie. Again, if you have children in the home of domestic violence, there's a lot of screaming and yelling and cover-up behind doors, and you have a camp for kids. Domestic Violence 101, get the facts about what domestic violence is, how to recognize the red flags. I'm curious, what would you say would be, give me a list full or a handful of red flags that you're looking for that would constitute domestic violence?
The big one that I look for is isolation. And that starts small, and it starts very early in the relationship in what we like typically refer to as the honeymoon phase, prior to the tension building phase, and obviously before the acute violence or explosion phase.
So they start isolating them from their friends?
Their friends,
and their
family.
They start cutting them off.
Sometimes even from their finances.
Also, if they have any religious affiliations, they can start to isolate them from that. Basically, what an abusive partner is trying to do is use isolation as a tool to cut off all avenues of support and hope and a reminder of what is, air quote, normal type behavior. Because using so much isolation, they can manipulate their partner into believing that this type of behavior is normal. That's just how a relationship goes. So isolation is a really powerful tool, and because of that, it's one of the ones that I look for first.
What about a partner who maybe is absent a lot, an absent from the family unit?
It doesn't necessarily mean that they're
withholding.
Violent.
They're withholding. No, I'm talking about withholding. Is that a form of, you know, not being present, being
abuse?
Gone, not helping with the bills, not really parenting, just kind of like coming in like. Like the weekend lover. Is that considered? What do you do with somebody who's like trying to deal with that? Would that be in a co-counseling thing or?
Yeah, I would think that would be a great opportunity for some family counseling. You know, I don't know that it's abusive, but it's certainly unhealthy, and we would like to see people take steps towards health and safety.
Do people that have been in an abusive relationship, do they have a tendency to get into other abusive relationships?
They do. They become what we would consider more vulnerable to abuse in the future, be it in another relationship with an intimate partner or any sort of family abuse or financial abuse. It does make them a little bit more vulnerable in the future, which is why as part of what we do with our clients is we try and educate as much as we possibly can.
Well, why would they, if they've gotten out of an abusive relationship, but, you know, but I've read this before, if they've just gotten out of one and they've broken those chains, is it some kind of safety or some kind of thing if somebody, they believe somebody loves them, is taking care of them or something like this, and it just, you know.
Sometimes it's all they know. They don't know how to find
something different. Since they were a child, a lot
different.
Of times.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And we've also, through research, we're learning more and more about what it does in the brain and how it sort of creates this channel within the brain where that chemical reactions and all kinds of things are taking place where trauma impacts your thinking, your thought process, the chemicals and the emotions going on to where it really has physically changed who they are.
Wow.
And you have to, part of our training is to help people create a new thought process, a literal new channel in their brain, helping them make different choices and have different life outcomes. It's really very powerful trauma in people's lives and what it can do to them.
Wow.
Interesting.
Okay.
You know, I think we've all had, in some sort, could be bullying, it could be, you know, I don't know, something that's happened to us that can be traumatic. But we're finding more and more about the fact of how it chemically alters and affects our bodies and our thought process. And I think that's only just come to the light, if you will, and probably with the last 10 years. I mean, unless you've been really studying, which I haven't, I'm just talking about table conversation, about how that really affects your how you react or how you figure something out with dealing with this trauma that comes up that you don't even know is coming out of your mouth. Is this correct?
Yeah, it's sorry. It's really taken off within the past handful of years, and it was really exciting science when it was first discovered because it came to light in the medical field first, and then it's kind of trickled outward to a lot of other kind of groups. Like with One Safe Place, we're working with ACEs, Adverse Childhood Experiences, and we're really bringing that into our training because it really informs our trauma-informed care, and it makes it that much better, and we're able to help our clients that much more.
Okay. We're here with Kasara Nance and Carrie Murphy from One Safe Place. Carrie is in charge of all their volunteers, and Kasara is in charge of their education programs, the 24-hour hotline, and prevention. We'll be right back after these messages.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn wiper blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 8th, buy one wiper blade, get the second one free for as little as $11.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop off your car or wait. Just pull in. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform a comprehensive 30-point certified service. Now through January 8th, buy one wiper blade, get the second one free for as little as $11.99 at Premier Oil Change. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Home of the friendly oil change.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit PalosidroDentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and, of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open 7 days a week.
Hi, this is Connor Sutton. Join me Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. for my all-new sports show where I discuss local, regional, and even national stories, as well as bring on guests with incredible sports knowledge. So join us Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. for Sports Talk with Connor Sutton, the only local sports show in Reading.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
I did sing along with that, except we all know that when I sing, the day is over.
Carl and Pavlov's dog. I rest my case.
Streets of Fire.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to KCNR. If you'd only could see Carl doing the... It's not even the sprinkler. It's
a little bit of Saturday Night Fever going on here.
I'm not sprinkler versus...
He's giving John Travolta a run for his money.
That's it.
It is.
I'm going
The geeks need to learn from you.
I'm going to
We could get you involved with Shasta County's Dancing with the Stars.
Which
is another one safe place event.
Well,
so
you're talking to the winner.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I remember
the judge's
now.
Choice, not of the money. I was going up against Wind River. You have no choice then. You have no chance when you go up against Wind River. But the only thing I could do is dance my little feet off.
You did a great job.
And Cassara is looking at me going, how did this happen?
Yeah. Well,
my first dance was a foxtrot, and I looked like a dancing bear.
Yeah.
But
well, that's
my
right.
Tango,
dancing bears need love,
my
too.
My tango.
That's very true.
My tango was superb.
Okay, I'm going to give tickets away. Right now, for those of you who are listening and want a fun day, Sunday, give us a call, 605-4567. I've got four tickets.
We're taking the second call.
Four tickets to the Red Bluff Roundup on Sunday and $10 of Black Bear Diner Big Bear, Black Bear Diner Bear Bucks.
Bear Bucks.
So
good,
you can,
good anywhere in Bear Nation.
Yeah.
Second caller.
Second caller. Give us a call.
4567.
Sunday, the rodeo starts at 1:30.
That's number one.
So that's fun. You get four, take your family and go get $10
off. That's number one. We take the second.
Yeah. All right, guys. So we're back here with our One Safe Place gals. We have to give these tickets away. We want to make sure that there's butts in the seats there at the arena.
Oh, yeah.
Just like we want people for Walk a Mile in their
absolutely
shoes. It's going to be this Saturday. So
this Saturday.
We do not give away tickets on Saturday because we want everybody there walking a mile.
Walking, cheering them on, and just getting involved.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, now here's the thing about Walk a Mile in your shoes. You know, we'd like everybody to be in heels of some kind, platforms, whatever you want. But if you say, I just can't do that, well, guess what? You're going to walk anyway. You can walk in your street shoes.
Oh, absolutely.
The big thing you do, though, is you raise money. And how do you raise money? You call all your friends and you say, give me $1 for the mile, or you give me $25, or give me $100, or give me $10,000, give me the blue, give me the pink slip on your car, or anything like that. We have a winner. We have a winner. Thank
Fred,
you very much, Fred.
Fred, enjoy. I'll have those at the studio here, 1326 Market Street, for you to pick up today or
right
tomorrow.
Right across from Old City Hall, right up the street from the Kobe Steakhouse. Okay, give us a call, too, at 605-4567 or 565 before you come to make sure we have somebody here. Okay. Again, we're here with Cassara Nance, who is head of the prevention of domestic violence.
Wait, hold on. I'm not head of. I'm sure my supervisor is listening. And
oh, I thought you were the director of all that.
No. I'm just a team player.
A team player?
But just
you know
a
what?
Team player.
You told me you were going for a job, though. You said you wanted to. Okay, no, okay. I'm sorry. You're a member
you
of
this. You running for his position?
My supervisor's probably listening. Don't get me in trouble.
Who's that? Who's your supervisor?
Travis Heidi.
Travis, watch out. Travis, watch out. She's trained.
He's already outnumbered. There's three women in his department.
I was going to say, how did Travis get that job? Travis, okay, but you know what? We're proud of you, Travis. Cassara, you're doing a great job in representing your organization there, of the prevention of domestic violence and the education programs and also the 24-hour hotline. And, of course, Carrie Murphy is in charge of all the volunteers, and there's so many volunteers One Safe Place.
Yes. Our volunteers actually put in over 1,000 hours of volunteerism every month.
Every month.
Over 1,000 hours between what they do on site at One Safe Place, what they do at our events, and what they do with the crisis hotline.
That's
just
wonderful.
Amazing.
That's just wonderful. Mm-hmm. You know, you've got a new commercial out right now. It's a TV commercial, but we're running it also. We're running it on our station because it's so powerful. Even though when you see it, it's powerful, but just the words, I will not let this happen again. I will take a stand. And it's for about domestic violence. And it kind of started with that Me Too movement. And Angela had this in the cohort, put this together. And what we did was we added at the end, you know, One Safe Place, where to call to and where to talk to people about the Me Too movement. You think it's had an impact on what people think about sexual harassment, violence? Because some of this led to violence. As we know.
It did. And I think that we are starting to see changes here within our community. We're starting to really engage people in becoming active bystanders. And that's kind of the if I see something, I will say something. I will do something.
That, good. We've got some time to talk about that. We see some domestic violence. Now, we were out at Wind River, and this guy was yelling at a woman. We were there with our former police chief, Rob Poletti. Well, Rob, who was like 5'8", 5'9", you know, immediately became 7 feet tall. And you watched him, and he stopped it immediately. And the guy goes, well, do you, and Rob goes, yeah, well, who do you think you are? I'm the police chief. The guy settled right down, but it was happening. You could see it starting to happen right there. If what do you tell people, bystanders, if they see something like this happening? What do you do?
I tell them there are three ways that they can intervene. It can be direct, which is what you described. They can go into the situation if they feel safe doing so. They can distract, like in that situation, if they had one of those little key fobs and set off their alarm. That distracts from the situation, and it can help temporarily diffuse it. Or you can delegate, and delegate is, of course, alerting someone to the situation that you think is better equipped to handle it.
Would you tell them, hey, I just called the cops?
In a situation like that? Yes, I would. I'd be like, hey, you guys are shouting in the parking lot. It's not okay. I've called the police, and they're on their way. I mean, it can be as simple as combining delegating and being direct in that way to diffuse the situation.
Now, people, but once you enter the situation, you've got to be prepared for what's going to happen after that, too. So, you don't, I mean, when you say you can go into it directly, and somebody does go into it directly, but at that point, you're part of it.
That's where we tell them, if you feel safe doing so.
Right.
If it's an event that's going to trigger you and you feel like you're not going to be your best self to help in this situation, or you're not the best person to assist in the situation.
So, to get you mad. So all of a sudden you're in a fight with the other person. Okay, I think. Okay, I never even thought of it like that. But I was thinking about the other person maybe wanting to get violent with you. So, but you've got to be able to tell on something like this, especially if a woman intervenes in something like this. She now puts herself. Does she put herself in harm's risk then, or harm's way? You think?
I think whenever you intervene in a situation, there is always a little bit of a risk to the self, and that's why you need to take that moment of reflection and think, am I the best person for this? Is this something that I can do? Can I help in a certain way? Or would it be better if I, you know, for example, wait for a couple of my friends to come out and then be like, okay, hey, this is happening. I want to approach this together.
Okay. How about something? Okay, this may sound silly. How about an air horn?
That's a great distraction.
Do you carry one with you?
Do you have one right now?
Well, we have them out on the range when we teach firearms training in case there's a problem. It lets everybody know that there's something happened and we all converge.
Well, I don't think you come back from a restaurant and you got an air horn on you.
But you could have it in your car. They've got these little things now. You can push it and it emits this really loud screech. It's for, you know, self-protection for people too. Yeah, and I'm just thinking of these different things that you could do. But, you know, if you had an air horn, and they're very easy, I mean, they're just small. If you have one in your car, it ends everything then.
It does indeed. An air horn would be an excellent distraction. That is stopping anything in its tracks, that's for sure.
I'm just telling people, it's, you know, because some people won't get involved because, oh, I don't want to get involved. But you have to get involved. You have to get involved. And they used to have this thing on TV said, what would you do? I don't know if you ever watched this, but they would have these really weird situations. And they would photograph people, or, you know, have people there watching what was going on, like people, they were going to cheat somebody and they were bragging about it on the phone. And what would you do if you saw that happening next to you? And would you intervene? Would you say something? And one of them was like that. And I was surprised at how many people got up, were ready to get into it. You know, you're not going to treat her like that. So, so there's three ways you can do it then. You can directly intervene. You can do a surrogate.
It's direct, distract, and delegate.
Delegate. Okay. All right.
The three D's.
Okay. That's cool. What else do we need to know if you see something like that? Do you report it afterwards? I mean, how much of the homeless population has impacted on the One Safe Place? Are you getting a lot from that?
We do see homeless and domestic violence and sexual assault all kind of intertwined, unfortunately, because people that are in just a crisis sort of a situation are sort of predisposed to all of those things lending hand in hand. Now, being homeless does not necessarily mean you're going to be involved with domestic violence, but we do see them together.
You see that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We got like about a minute left. So, again, we're here with Kasara Nance, who is in the Prevention of Domestic Violence and Education cohort over at One Safe Place. She doesn't lead it. She's like number two. And also the coordinator for the 24-hour hotline. And Carrie Murphy, who is in charge of all the volunteers. And as she said, it's 1,000 hours a month volunteerism. That's so good. How do people get a hold of you all, and if they want to help, if they want to volunteer?
They can call One Safe Place at area code 530-244-0117. They can ask for the prevention department, and we'll definitely, you know, talk to them and see how we can help them become more involved.
Okay. And the hotline for domestic violence?
It's 530-244-0117. And once again, that runs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, all holidays. And if they wanted to get involved with that, again, they would reach out to the prevention department and let them know that they are interested in taking the 66 hours domestic violence and sexual assault crisis counseling class.
See how easy this was,
girls?
Thank
you so much for joining.
See how
easy
this was? And
absolutely.
Here was Kasara going, I haven't done this before.
Love having you with us.
We never got into the riots that you were involved in England. So. Just kidding.
Oh, my goodness. She's a rebel.
Thank you so much, One Safe Place. Hey, tomorrow the sheriff's going to be on with us. Then Francie Sullivan's going to be on. The city council's going to be with us Thursday.
All right.
Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday.